The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The hot seat on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, only on Money FM 89.3.
One way that companies are improving their productivity and efficiency is through a concept called lean thinking. Now, lean thinking, it's born out of studying the rise of Toyota Motor Company from a bankrupt Japanese automaker in the early 1950s to today's dominant global player. Here at home, it seems to be getting more traction as well, with the Singapore Institute of Technology holding masterclasses and workshops. All this to help SMEs transform their business processes through lean thinking. So what exactly is lean thinking, lean management? How's this going to help your business? And more importantly, is it for everyone from all industries? I'm going to get some answers this morning with my guests. First up, I welcome John Lim, Assistant Professor and Deputy Director, Planning Office, Singapore Institute of Technology. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And joining him is Gabriel Lam, Chief Operating Officer, Shalom International Movers. I've seen your trucks around. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome. Let's start off with this whole idea of lean thinking. It's more than just being Marie Kondo. But John, could you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah. At the very heart of lean thinking is maximizing customer value while minimizing waste.
Okay.
Simply put, lean practices create more value for businesses using fewer resources. Just like the word lean, it's not fat, right? You're not trying to add on more to do more. It's doing more with what you already have. Okay. So that's lean thinking.
And productivity as well in that sense. But who is it for? I mean, what kind of companies are best suited for lean thinking?
Actually, I think any company could benefit from lean thinking. Okay. Any company that has processes that are inefficient and need to eliminate waste could actually benefit from lean. And by waste, what I mean is, if you look at the acronym of Tim Woods, So you have TIMWOODS, You have 8 different kind of waste, whether it's transport, inventory, motion, waiting, like sitting around doing nothing, overproduction, overprocessing, the difference being that you do more than you need or you're doing more steps than you need in doing it, and defects, and the last is skills, where you're not maximizing your people skill potentials. Mm. So if you look at that 8 different categories, there are a lot of companies that suffer from these different kind of waste. Mm-hmm. And at lean thinking, you can actually apply the processes, frameworks, and thinking of it to remove these waste through mapping out the values that it's creating or not creating.
John, sorry, just to stick with you a little bit more, I suppose then the hiring process is quite important with regard to this as well.
Well, hiring is one part of it, but like we mentioned, lean is not about getting more people.
Or less.
It's who you have and maximizing what they're doing.
Okay.
So I think a great case study here is actually at Shalom. I've been privileged to work with Gabriel and team for 8 months. And I think it would be great if you hear from him.
So this is where we get Gabriel in on the conversation, talking about Shalom, right? So you guys enrolled some key staff to undergo training under a lean skills development program. First of all, how did you apply lean thinking to your company?
Yes, actually, I was also one of them who actually went through the LSDP program.
Okay.
Yeah, implementation was relatively easy. With our learning at SIT, it was not entirely a classroom process. Mm. So actually, a larger portion of the course was actually on-site at our workplace. SIT actually assigned a lean expert to us. Together with some of the lean staff, they were all on-site. And it was at these sessions that we could actually formulate and practice what we learned in the classrooms into use.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think actually the biggest challenge was actually to make learning relatable to our men. Like jargons and classrooms, they could be a bit dry for our men. So we incorporated what we really love best, movies and food.
Okay.
So we watch movies together with our men. And at the end of the movies, we actually gave a debrief and there were food sessions and they were open to share what were their thoughts on the movies, what could they learn. Mm. And, you know, with food,
it's an incentive.
Some examples also like relating to food, like, you know, if you were a hawker, would it be better to fry a plate of noodles, one plate at a time or in batches? And, you know, the answer is actually to achieve continuous flow.
And, of course, I'm sure everyone knows that with regard to Shalom International Movers, primary terms, they specialize moving things from point A to point B. You identified 2 areas of improvement. One, facilitating the move and material retrieval in the mornings at a warehouse. Could you tell us a little bit more about these?
Yeah, sure. We actually chose the material store as actually it was a small controlled experiment.
Okay.
So we felt that it was small, it was measured, and it could yet give a big impact. And with that success, we could actually let our men, you know, feel encouraged. And I think as a result of implementing Lean in our processes at the store, we actually got our staff to be able to be more customer-oriented. They were able to share their ideas and, you know, take pride and ownership in their job.
Gabriel, are you able to quantify the benefits in terms of manpower savings and time? And by the way, could you highlight again, when did this workshop take place and what are the improvements till now?
The workshop actually took place last year.
Okay.
It was over a course of 8 months.
8 months, okay.
And SIT was actually working with the Lean Management Institute, and they were able to send a Lean expert once a month over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a mix of classroom and practical.
Mm-hmm.
So when we actually go on site at our workplace, and the Lean expert was actually able to show us what to look out for. I mean, theory is one thing, but when you're actually on site, you're able to see what exactly you need to put in place. And
okay,
as a result, at the material store, we were able to save about 25 minutes per truck. So that's substantial, considering like 8 trucks come in every day to the material store.
Wow, that's quite substantial. So one of the success cases in this sense.
Absolutely. I think it's amazing that it's not just a 25-minute save, but I think the whole culture of striving for perfection has really been exemplified by Shalom Movers, because I know they mentioned about that, the moving, the trucks and the loading, but then their administrative process has improved, their staff are empowered to look for waste and eliminate it.
Yeah.
I think at the heart of it, what Gabriel and team has done is create a lot of value and value for their staff, for the organization, and more importantly, for the customers. Because you can imagine the time saved, the energy saved, allows them to help customers in greater ways, in more value-adding ways. Mm. So I think that's been awesome watching them.
I'm seeing how cultural foundations are so important in building the process of lean management. And I can't help but think, because we're all guys here and we've gone through national service and reservists, you know how in reservists you have smaller teams and it's really about the efficiency and how you get the job done in the best amount of time. Well, I won't say the fastest, but the best possible amount of time.
Yeah, I think there's a balance between fast and efficient and effective as well. So I think at the heart of it, as we mentioned, it's about creating value.
Mm-hmm.
And what is value? Value is not necessarily time or cost alone, but I think what Shalom has done was to create this ownership among their staff to constantly improve.
Okay.
So I think that's been powerful. I mean, I've had the privilege to follow them through this process and seen them grow. And now, even as we were chatting just now before coming in here, you know, their staff are constantly looking for ways to improve.
That's great.
And so it's been a cultural change. Yeah.
That is great. That really is key right there. John, you brought Gabriel from Shalom because one of the success stories, amazing, a lot of time saved for this 8-month course. Could you give us another company case study as an example of how lean thinking, lean management can be applied?
So moving from Shalom being a logistics and moving company, let's look at something we may all encounter, hospitals. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So at Mount Alvernia, you notice that, you know, they have to change over the beds when patients leave, right? And oftentimes the cleaner has to go manually to check out each room. But what happened is another example of how we did lean was to use a NFC card, a near field card, that when the patients leave, they just drop the card into like a checkout box. And so instantly the cleaner knows that that room's open and they go in and clean it, and there's a savings of 20 minutes.
And you've kind of taken a page out of some hotels that have this as well, right?
That's right.
Ah.
So, you know, it's interesting when you notice the parallel between hospitals and hotels.
Yeah, of course.
Hospitality business and all that. So it's interesting because when you do this cross-industry innovation, kind of looking across best practices and learning all how people, you know, turn over rooms and things like that, it's useful not to just stick in one industry, but to look across and see how it can be appropriated correctly into your own context. So I thought that was really cool what has happened at Mount Alvernia as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Because some of us here on this show have experience in different forms of TV. Like, for example, I used to be a sports TV anchor, and we apply some of the best practices there over here on radio, and we do find things a little bit more efficient. Okay, I get the idea behind that. Jumping back to you, Gabe, from Shalom, I want to take you back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this course lasted 8 months, so I got to take you back like almost a year ago. When you started, right, and you were one of the attendees, what were some of the questions you raised about lean thinking? Do you remember?
You know, I think one of the initial maybe skepticism was lean was, you know, as we understand it in layman terms, more catered for actually like production line and all.
Okay.
Yeah, but beginning from the first lesson, we actually learned that actually it can be applied through all processes. Mm. At Shalom, we have been able to do that. And I think it's been an amazing journey so far.
John, now, to reflect back to the flip side. So that's one of the questions they ask. But what are some of the questions that companies or people should ask themselves when they're thinking about applying lean thinking?
I think the very first question they have to ask or define is, what is value to the customer? And it may come in the form of product, service, a bundle of that, or processes, or anything else.
Sure.
But the question is, what is value to the customer?
Okay.
And I think that's where they have to start. Without that, it's really hard, because you could be rushing to do things faster, but the customer doesn't want it that fast.
That's,
you know,
true. Yeah.
So they may want things cleaner, you know, or something else. Another measure of value.
Mm. So if I were to apply it, say, for our radio setup on this team, what is value to our listener? Does it mean I vomit a whole chunk of information to you, or I give it to you quick and snappy?
Because your listeners are on the move, right?
Sure.
And what they need is nuggets of insights really quick, and mm-hmm. then have time to chew over it, mull over it.
Mm-hmm.
I think exactly what you said in the second part, they need that soundbite to kind of get through the day and think, ah, maybe I should be considering things this way and
okay.
not that way. So very specific to your listeners,
sure.
and maybe not some other radio stations.
Okay, fair yeah. enough, fair enough. This morning I'm chatting with John Lim, Assistant Professor and Deputy Director, Planning Office, Singapore Institute of Technology, as well as Gabriel Lam, Chief Operating Officer, Shalom International Movers. What are some of the most common challenges in application? Let's start with John and then Gabriel. Let's see if you guys encountered the same thing.
I think the number one problem is that we don't measure the existing condition. When you don't measure what's going on in terms of time, efficiency, output, throughput, all that stuff, how do you know you improved? You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a danger there in just saying, yeah, I felt like it improved. No, don't feel. Measure
it. You need numbers,
yeah,
right?
You need the qualitative side as well,
okay.
but it has to be measured. And there's a quantitative, qualitative balance there.
Okay. Is that the main challenge? Are there any others?
I think there are several others. I think the mindset shift is hard,
bringing
people on board. But that can be overcome by successes.
Sure.
Again, starting with measuring small wins and then taking it to the next step.
Yeah, that's a little bit of psychology involved there. If you can't handle, if you're overwhelmed, start with the smallest project, get yourself some small victory there. But Gabriel, you guys, after implementing this, what was some of the first challenges that you faced? Was recording success rate a problem?
No, I think because we started small, so success was very achievable.
What was your first measurable that you guys were looking at?
I think the first thing we jumped in was the material store. From there, we were actually able to cut down, previously I mentioned, about 25 minutes per truck.
Yeah.
And from there, we were also able to actually deploy the excess manpower to other processes.
So the key there, I think, if I may jump back in a little bit, it's that we looked at it in a value stream map. I think that was very valuable, because each of the steps that were value creating, we calculated, and then where it's not and sitting idle in inventory or something like that, we mapped it all out. And then we found out where we could improve specifically.
Right.
We actually came up with a question that we ask ourselves every day.
Sure.
What is a good day? And we found that for us, what is a good day is, you know, getting our trucks and the material store all closed by 8 o'clock so that our trucks can reach the customer's place on time.
Mm.
We actually start on time and, you know, the customers are happy. Mm-hmm. So that is a good day for us. To also clear the roads outside, we have about 80 vehicles outside on the road. By being able to clear the roads, we are actually becoming good neighbors as well.
So in the sense, would you say it's resulted in an ability to gain more business? Because as they say, time is money, right?
It's much more than that. I mean, it's more business. It's also better customer service.
Yeah.
I think one of the good takeaways from this was also very strong team bonding.
Happy workers.
Happy workers.
Right?
And I think it resulted in us winning Great Place to Work last year.
Yeah.
Just last month, we were told that we are one of the best workplaces in Asia.
Congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you so
much, guys. John, just to wrap up, if companies want to find out more about lean management, where can they go? SIT has masterclasses and workshops. Could you tell us more?
Yeah. So, well, at SIT, we have the Lean Transformation Innovation Center.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do there is to conduct the TLP. We've rebranded it a little bit, called the Lean Exclamation Mark Project.
Yeah.
And it's basically a three-month program that has 2 days of intensive training and scoping. And then the second phase is 48 hours of coaching in four-hour blocks. We don't believe in just teaching you something in classroom for 2 days and then leaving you out to dry, you know, and trying your best to apply. I think you've been through a lot of training programs. It gets a little dry when it's just 1 day, 2 days, and you go back to work and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I think the 48 hours of training, coaching, with 4-hour blocks is where we walk people through an actual project on site through Gemba walks and other things, okay, where they find out their own issues, their own challenges, unique to them, and then improve it. And so the aim of all this truly is to get them to own lean thinking and eventually create this continuous improvement culture that will address company challenges themselves. So that is Lean! Exclamation mark project. Okay. And we hope that if listeners are interested, you can approach SIT's Lean Transformation Innovation Center and check it out.
The theory of problem-based learning in that sense.
Yes,
it does help.
On site and true to what's happening.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming by the studio. John Lim, Assistant Professor and Deputy Director, Planning Office, Singapore Institute of Technology, as well as Gabriel Lam, Chief Operating Officer, Shalom International Movers. Gentlemen, have a great weekend ahead.
Well, thank you, Alec.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.